at the end of the proclamation of the gospel, the priest always says, the gospel of the Lord. And gospel, as we know, means good news, mabuting balita. But sometimes it doesn't sound like very good news. And today's gospel passage is a good example. Jesus is not afraid to challenge us, to disturb us. And here he uses two expressions that sound like bad news to us. He talks about fire and about division. First, about fire, he says, I have come to set the earth on fire. And about division, he says, do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. And then he goes on to talk about dividing households and families. So naturally we ask, is this good news? Is this the good news of the Lord? It doesn't sound very good. We think of forest fires and we think of broken homes. So let's take a moment to reflect on these two words of the Lord, fire and division. First of all, fire. Our first impression of fire is negative, yes. We think of fire as powerful and destructive. And the scriptures themselves often speak about fire as a punishment for evil doing. Jesus himself speaks about casting the wicked into the fires of Gehenna. And we know this is one of the images of punishment. In the prayer that Our Lady taught at Fatima, as she taught the children to say, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. So fire is about as bad an image as we can come up with for the results of sin. However, fire is not all bad, and it doesn't take very much reflection to think of the positive uses of fire. Very positive. Start with cooking, of course. That's the first thing we might think of, cooking. Well, how would we like to have raw food all the time? And that's what we would have without fire. Anybody who had a hot cup of coffee this morning is not complaining about the fire that was used to heat up the coffee. So we use fire for sterilizing, for purifying precious metals. We use fire for internal combustion engines, cars, ships, planes, rocket ships. They all use fire for their propulsion. Fire that is directed, fire that is controlled, fire that's put to a good purpose is very constructive power. Even in the fight against destructive forest fires, like we hear about in Australia sometimes or California, wildfires that are just destroying thousands of hectares. One of the methods used in controlling wildfires is controlled burning. The firefighters will set fire to certain sections in order to prevent the fire from spreading. So fire itself is a tool to fight against fire. But what sort of fire is Jesus talking about when he says he has come to set the earth on fire? He's talking about the fire of divine love. What could be more powerful than that? What could be more directed toward the good than that? God is love. God is fire. And he comes to purify and to transform and to radiate and to energize. Just think of the effects of God's fire. Is it to harm us or to help us? Is it to destroy us or to improve us? Think of examples in the scriptures. The first one that came to my mind was the burning bush. Remember the story of Moses when he was out there shepherding his flocks, and he comes upon a burning bush. It's on fire, but it's not being consumed by the fire. And this is what catches Moses' attention. How is it possible for this bush to be on fire and yet not be consumed? It's an image of divine love. It's an image of this divine fire poured into us. It doesn't consume us. It doesn't destroy us. It transforms us. That ordinary bush on the mountain, which would not have attracted anyone's attention, suddenly becomes the most beautiful, most awe-inspiring, most attractive bush in the whole world because of that fire. Just an example. Another example that came to mind, thinking of Moses again, when he spoke with the Lord on the mountain. Remember what happened to his face? His face was made radiant. He himself started to glow with the glory of God. That was the effect of the fire of divine love. It made him more beautiful. It made him radiant, splendid. Or think about the apostles at Pentecost. Isn't fire one of the images for the Holy Spirit? Fire, tongues as of fire came and descended on each of the apostles. And what happened to them? Were they destroyed by the fire? No, they were energized. They were given courage and wisdom and the ability to speak different languages. This is the effect of fire. It makes us better, not worse. One last example. Tomorrow, you know, we're going to celebrate the great feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, one of our big feast days in honor of Mary. Mary being taken up into heaven is a sign of the effect of this fire. Now she's glowing with divine glory. Now she's a burning image of the love of God. That's the fire that Jesus is talking about here. God wants everyone to catch fire. Jesus wants to set the earth on fire. He wants everyone to be burning, to be glowing, to be shining with divine love forever, to shine like the sun. What's the sun, after all? But a big ball of fire. And we're supposed to shine like the sun in glory. Okay, so that's fire. The other image Jesus uses in today's gospel is division. He has come not for peace, but for division. This is very strange sounding to us because we know that Jesus came for peace. Right here in the Mass, every time we come to Mass, we have a sign of peace. And the priest leads this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will. You've heard that hundreds of times at every single Mass. And then the priest says, the peace of the Lord be with you always. And everybody responds, and with your spirit. And then the priest says, let us offer each other a sign of peace. So peace is one of the great gifts that comes from the arrival of Jesus Christ in the world. He is the Prince of Peace. Peace is a very good thing. And that's why our first impression when Jesus speaks about division is that this is negative. We want peace, not division. So how can Jesus say he wants division and not peace? He has come for division, not for peace. Well, think about it a bit and you can see that there's more to it than that first impression. The peace that God offers cannot coincide with sin. Truth cannot be united with lies. Love cannot be united with hatred. If we choose God, we cannot also choose evil, selfishness, pride, greed, indifference. If we choose truth, we cannot also choose corruption and deceit and cheating and hypocrisy. They just don't go together. There's an automatic division. There must be division for the sake of the good. There must be division for the sake of the good. I hate to mention it, but I will. We've had plenty of practice, even on the natural level, in the work of division due to the pandemic. What's a quarantine? What's social distancing? What's isolation? All these safety protocols. Well, they were all division for the sake of health, to prevent the spread of the virus. Division. Now, if we can devote so much energy to division for the sake of our physical health, isn't it more important to practice division for our spiritual health? We are in a spiritual battle. We have spiritual enemies. It's not that we love to fight, but because of the good we are defending, we will fight. For the sake of our spiritual health, we will fight. I'll just, as a way to reflect on this, look at the prayer that we pray every single day in light of what Jesus says about division. The prayer I'm talking about, the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our trespasses is a request for division. Divide us from our sin. Divide us from trespasses. Cast away from us these sins which prevent your kingdom from coming. As we forgive those who trespass against us, we are saying we want division. We're dividing from ourselves all that comes with lack of forgiveness, the division, the revenge, the bitterness, hatred. We want to divide ourselves from those things for the sake of a deeper unity and peace. And lead us not into temptation. What is that prayer? But divide us from temptation. Divide us from all that leads us into sin. We all know that to resist temptation is a work of division. Anytime we say no to what is not good for us, we are dividing ourselves from temptation. Lead us not into temptation, and we conclude the prayer, but deliver us from evil. Divide us from evil. Don't let us be united with evil, Lord. Don't let us make peace with evil. Deliver us from evil. Help us to be rather instruments of your peace, not instruments of the world's illusions of peace. So this is what Jesus is speaking about today, fire and division, the fire that heals, the fire that transforms, the fire of divine love, the division that results from the decision to live in the truth, to live in union with the will of God. He wants division from all that opposes his kingdom, because he wants his peace to reign in us all.